From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin won re-election on Sunday, and former CIA officer and attorney Jack Rice has just returned from Russia.
It was very clear from the beginning that Vladimir Putin would win this election. He excluded his potential rivals, made sure that they were kept off of television, and then, believe it or not, campaigned intensely in the country to make sure that he had huge numbers in his column.
Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe deployed teams of observers to monitor the election. Reporters asked the head of the OSCE mission, Jan Petersen, if any irregularities were observed.
We have reports from 291 teams throughout the whole of Russia, which means that we have a lot of information to process before we can give the full picture. And I think it's very, very important that we do not voice any opinion based on a very limited number of observations.
Putin's victory will take his political dominance of Russia until 2024, when he will be 71 years old. President Trump is now accusing special counsel Robert Mueller of political bias in his investigation of the Trump 2016 election campaign and possible links to Russia and whether the president obstructed justice in trying to stop the probe. Trump lawyers suggested officials bring an end to Mueller's investigation. Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza has set May the 17th for a referendum to extend his rule. Burundi has been embroiled in political turmoil since Nkurunziza decided to seek a third term in 2015. This is VOA News. Turkish forces and their Syrian rebel allies have taken full control of an area held by Syrian Kurds. Zlatit Sahok reporting now from the VOA Washington News Center.
Turkish-led forces entered central Afrin on Sunday, apparently unopposed, and quickly fanned across the city, raising Turkish flags. The capture of the northern enclave is vital in Turkey's effort to prevent the possibility of an independent Kurdish state in the future. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan announced the victory.
Most of the terrorists have already fled with tails between their legs. Our special forces and members of the Free Syrian Army are cleaning the remains and the traps they left behind.
Erdogan claims that Syrian Kurdish militia YPG is linked to the banned Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. Zlatit Sahok, VOA News, Washington.
A senior North Korean diplomat will be in Finland for talks with former U.S. and South Korean officials. This comes amid a series of diplomatic encounters ahead of a possible summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. North Korean and Swedish foreign ministers ended 3 days of talks over the weekend regarding security on the Korean Peninsula. Robert Manning is a senior fellow at the Atlantic Council.
The meeting that was more interesting and serious is the one in Sweden, where the North Korean foreign minister just left from. Sweden, as you know, represents U.S. interests in Pyongyang. I find it hard to imagine that they didn't have some talking points from the State Department, even though the meeting was, as far as we know, only between the Swedes and the North Koreans.
In an interview on the CBS News program Face the Nation, South Korean Foreign Minister Kang Kyung-hwa noted Kim Jong-un has committed to denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
He's given his word, but the significance of his word is quite weighty in the sense that this is the first time that the words came directly from the North Korean supreme leader himself.
Kang stressed that Kim will receive no reward for engaging in dialogue and that South Korea and the United States will be pressing the North Korean leader to take unspecified actions in order for there to be any progress. More than 1,000 people marched to downtown Rio de Janeiro protesting the apparent assassination of black lawmaker and human rights activist Marielle Franco. Some politicians also joined there in Brazil. Franco and her driver gunned down last week as they left an event. Franco was a member of the Rio City Council and an outspoken advocate of minority rights. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, mama, Morgan Africa, welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot, rocking and beautiful sounds from across this great African continent will be coming to you again today, so I want you to relax because I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. Later on today on this great show, we have a young and dynamic lady, and she has a Sierra Leonean and Gambian background. But I say she's a Sierra Leonean, and she says, I'm half Sierra Leonean, half Gambian. But hey, she will tell you more about that. And that is Sarah Musa. She's going to be my guest on the show, so stay tuned. I'll be introducing her later on this great show. But now let's start the ball rolling today from Sierra Leone, and we play music by Master Lord Mo, and this one is called Chief the Sleep with Tiff in Wef. The chief is asleep, and we stole his wife. Wow. And right after that to Liberia's Kobazi in Daja, and Go Down by Yemba Voice featuring Rider Man. All coming to you right on the African beat, but let's start off with Sierra Leone's Lord Mo in Chief the Sleep with Tiff in Wef.
I hope you know the chief I mean, eh?
I mean chief Obad. Na chief go send him, he can go France. Na chief go send him, he can go Germany, Germany. We the poor one day, we the suffer for water.
Ordinary water.
We the poor one day, eating all day for it.
She starting all day for it.
Donation. We don't know somebody. Rihanna, sorry, we not receive your money. Frankbaya mineral. Now them pocket, then dig bumbuna, then left them party dust. Yes. Now them kind people now want make we put back. If we put them, I swear we go broke back. We go broke like them 2-3 side bags. Make we conscious. Now the time this. I repeat, now the time this.
I love the African beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
The music just turns me on.
I'm on board with the Lama Swap. Good morning, Archie. girl dance. On movie they could want in it to jump fresh. I got the action at distance. To miss the shaka to second cash. Why you taking one dollar? Fatty to shaku me facture. Rekana ninda gara. Fatty findi sure I just as sure. Ubuzima ni bugufi, feeling a fresh muri Gucci. Umuziki ni nk'umuti, chakazo cheze gicharutsi. Kina bapiga magudo, nyega nyega mpaka wansi. Abavuga ni bavuge, bakuziza kuzi byo badazi.
By Yemba Voice featuring Rider Man, and right before that was Daja by the young rising Kubazi of Liberia, and Chief the Sleep with Tiffin Weth by Master Lord Moore of Sierra Leone. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vandy here in Washington. And remember, when I come back, my guest for today is the young Sarah Musa, and she'll be telling you all about what she does. All right, stay tuned. I'll be right back.
African beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my homeland.
The African beat on the Voice of America. Welcome back. If you've just joined me, you are listening to your greatest African music show on your airwaves. And I said earlier that my guest today is Sarah Musa. And Sarah is a young African-American, parents from Sierra Leone and the Gambia. And she is doing a whole lot of work back there in the Gambia. And that is why we have her on the show today. And she's got a non-profit organization that she'll be telling you about. Prospect in Mommy's Tummy. What does that mean? But let's go over to Sarah now. And welcome to the African Beat, Sarah.
Thank you so much for having me today. Thank you.
So, Sarah, now, what is Prospect in Mommy's Tummy?
Definitely a great question. It's a nonprofit foundation that I founded back in 2014. And the objective of the organization is to help break the cycle of poverty through assisting underprivileged children and expectant women.
Okay. So, but people want to say, how can I understand what's the meaning of that sentence? What's the meaning of that title? Prospect in Mommy's Tummy. I know you're trying to break the cycle of poverty, but how can you relate that to...
Absolutely, definitely. So from our logo, our picture, the logo has a picture of a pregnant lady and the baby has a graduation cap and a diploma. So through our organization, we're really saying that kids have great potential, and when we invest in them, they'll do great things.
Sarah, how old are you?
I'm 24.
24?
Mm-hmm.
And how long ago have you been doing this?
About 4 years now. Right.
All right. That is our guest for today, Sarah. You see, she's just 24 years old. And she's thinking about the newborn baby that is coming into this world straight from mommy's tummy. And that child is supposed to be a prospect for the future. Okay, this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. We bring you Sarah later on again. But let's take a cool music now from the Gambia, where Sarah has got a school. And we'll be talking about that later on. But we'll take this music now. It's called Bijir Bajar by Oh Boy and Gambian Child, featuring Bai Badu, all from the Gambia. Let's enjoy this one. And when we come back, our guest will be right here.
Abi giri bajaru, abi giri bajaru.
Defuni manu kala jengeji.
Bajar, Oh Boy and Gambian Child featuring Bai Badu from the Gambia. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And our guest on the show today is young Sarah Musa, who's based here in the United States of America. And Sarah, what and what are you doing in the Gambia?
Yes, so in the Gambia, through the organization Prospect in Mummy's Tummy, the nonprofit that I founded, what we're doing is recently we just opened a nursery school to help ensure that more girls will have the opportunity to go to school. That's a passion of mine, and I've had that passion for girls' education since high school. And in addition to building a school, we are also the organization also helps pregnant women by donating to the underprivileged mothers baskets that contains baby items.
And you know, when I look at you, I say as young as you are, 24 years old, at a time like this, you should be enjoying your youth, you know, thinking about how to take care of yourself, doing all those beautiful makeups, you know, enjoying your life. But you decided to spend your time helping young girls and pregnant women. Why?
I think that that's a passion that I've had since high school. And I think that in order for change to happen, we really do need to put in the action to it. And so through Prospect in Mummy's Tummy, it really is just a goal to really ensure that girls are given the voice and the opportunity to be able to advance in life, because there's so much potential that girls have in them. And when they're given the chance to go be in the classroom setting to learn, they'll be able to do so much more. So through Prospect in Mummy's Tummy, we hope to not only ensure that girls are given an education in addition to boys, we also hope to ensure that clinics will be built in the future with the availability of funding. As of right now, we are limited to our activities due to the fact that we don't have like major sponsors or we don't have donors. My parents are the ones putting in the majority of the funding.
I was just going to come to that.
Right.
Are you working?
I'm not. That our parents are the ones putting in the majority of the funds in there to help the organization.
And so how do you hope to continue with this when it is the spending or the sponsoring is just coming from your parents?
Absolutely. So we are hoping that the word will get out there, because in order for change to occur, more people need to be aware of the vision of the organization. So we're hoping that through this interview and other interviews, people will be aware of the work that we're doing, and together we can all make a difference to help ensure that lives will be changed.
And
right now you are constructing the permanent school, the new school, right?
You're right, yep.
And how is that going?
Right now, my parents, they bought a piece of land in Lamine, the Gambia, and we already have a temporary location that they built a house there. And so that temporary location is where the school is currently being housed. And in that same compound, we have a construction going on, and my parents have put in the resources to be able to help build a school there. And with the availability of funding and donors, we'll be able to actually finish the building and hold more students.
All right. When we come back, we'll be saying thank you to Mommy and Daddy for that. But let's enjoy some good music. Sarah Musa is my guest on the African Beat today, and you've heard her. She's just 24. She's not just thinking about herself. She's not just thinking about the next clothes she's going to wear or the next shoe she's going to buy. She's thinking about how young girls can get education. She's thinking about how pregnant women that are less privileged can be able to deliver well. She's taking gifts of baskets to them in the hospital. So what can you do? How can you help? How can you come on board? What is your vision? That's what we're talking about today, right here on the African Beat. But let's go back to music. Remember, it's the African Beat on the Voice of America, and we play music from across the continent. Mona Lisa is done for us by Godwin from Ghana. That's what we're going to play next. So enjoy it. And when we come back, we'll take Sarah Musa again, our guest. Mona Lisa right now.
Yeah.
Godwin.
Ivan on the beat.
Sexy Mona Lisa, you dey use me to play. Now you rock on my way. I will lock you in a missus today. Your booty African girl, I go give you bang bang bang. See your body African girl, give me that bang bang bang. Your booty African girl, I go give you bang bang bang. See your body African girl, la la lo lo. Give me that bang. Candlelight feed it to a soul, man a real player. He get no faster, he been a play with the girl, them way no like me. And me now on fake love. You see some girls, some girls, some girls, some girls in love, they think of them up return. And them studio in a line, yeah. And if you love your man, and you never stress man for a longer, longer time. Tap the commentary, if you love it, grand feed for another time. And if you love your man and him, never stress man for a longer, longer time. Stop the commentary. If you love it, grand feed for another time. Yeah. Your body African girl, I go give you bang bang bang. See your body African girl, give me that bang bang bang. Your body African girl, I go give you bang bang bang. See your body African girl, give me that bang bang.
Ivan on the beat.
Mona Lisa by Godwin of Ghana. That was a beautiful song there. And you are listening to your favorite music show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. Broadcasting from Washington, D.C., Mondays through Fridays at 0905 and 2005 UTC, right after the world news. Now, we're back to you, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
What would be your message to young girls like you? You know, who are out there and seeing you doing this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But when you look at them, sometimes it is difficult for them to mm-hmm. have the same opportunity as you.
Mm-hmm.
But what would be your message to them? And even those who are adults that will be listening to you right now, what would be your message?
I would say it all starts by believing in yourself. Realize that you do have the potential to make a change. And it starts out right at home. You can start out in your community and start making a change there. And eventually, just keep on expanding that. And you'll keep on changing the lives of those around you.
And what would be a message to your mom and dad? Because they've been putting in the bulk of the money. And remember, they have your school to take care of. And now they're helping you also to help other children. What would be your special message to them?
I'm very grateful to my parents for all the support that they've showed to me all throughout the years. And I'm very thankful for all that they've done. to not only make my vision come alive, but to also help others' visions come alive too.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Sarah. And we're looking forward to having you back on the show.
Thank you.
Whenever you have something new coming up, and let us know, we'll call you back here because we want to know how that school is coming up.
Absolutely.
And we want to know how the kids are doing.
Thank you so very much.
All right. That was my guest today, Sarah Musa, the founder and CEO of Prospects in Mommy's Tummy. That's a nonprofit organization. And also, she has built a school in the Gambia helping young girls, little children, grow up in that kind of environment where they'll be able to go to school. And Sarah will also like to say very special thanks to the Cloudbreak Foundation for supporting PIMT in the United States over the years. And also to all the individuals who have been making donations to the organization. That is from our guest today, Sarah Musa. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. Stay tuned. When I come back, we'll play some more music for you. African Beat on the Voice of America.
I love your show, Davey.
Jalimadi. Brikam. Boyo. Ndanyina lela na ndunde jam fala na itele wulu na itele nothing obetin na manju twila na inene mambala na na duta fomo bebo taida maleka fonye na itele wulu eji kabeto dinna ninga kuja oke ikonye fata nyina na sula fengol na ya bedi na enyin kanomi itana fonka funyol nyaka bonna utadoe dunde nite temana nelte sonna kanyi mfili no mi mfil dol nene talon na nga baljele mili ye dingol fay dol be ta konna dol be bulo kosile talie wol be donna dol kapata minta ki dingola kuola wanene telonna isa dunia la dunia ka bama nene sanna anin do nene te kanna ndaji go nene te banna wala na nike kanomo pisal ta ka ura ka fo wena
Jiko nintesito lafta ke la dunia le diandi bulu koko sito I wanna buy you cars ama jala motol god basiru jawara dreams kakodo sami yekolo sito wala kambula nyin dunia be miraro la kwa nyamato sali ala ne muna nankanya bibitol kam koko mkoto miziko kabilo jo miziko kadomandi ngodum poso to motivational act na fomfutata nyin levelo to nalo na fosti jati suko no karambu ngoto afolone mkuma farae hakilo kenso no moto anene mambatandi barandi wala kija faranda teleng karandi femo la mukamil karandi karambu moto ninga kukela ya mfama na kana kamfama will ever stay true to you nda jam facility le kamanga ni monsol minke kono tonga duno min life kunto edimi ngo mimma tinto ni kamfata se ponto
Atemiye kanu biri mangunuma biri ngunuma ta anim biri tamata Sai ko ikaburle kanyine bala Ah mune tani la titaro be man fanke bay Ninga lonu mokalonu Wata kanye badu fae fa yana nimisa Mama mama
Oh my God.
I am classy, sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on The Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
You are listening to your favorite music show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. Don't forget to write to us at africanbeat@voanews.com. That's our email address, africanbeat@voanews.com. Mutupo is our next piece and is done for us by Chantal of Zimbabwe. And right after that, Bakasso by Ja Verite of Burkina Faso. And Ifunanya by Peace Choir. This is old, but it's interesting and it's beautiful. But now, let's take Mutupo, the sound of Chantal from Zimbabwe.
I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
Yeah! This is Emerson, the last man standing from Freetown, Sierra Leone, on the African Beat with David Bandy, Voice of America. Peace.
Beautiful music by P Square of Nigeria, and before that, Bakasso by Ja Verity of Burkina Faso, and Mutupu by Jantal of Zimbabwe. Beautiful music. The African Beat on the Voice of America.
Young people, the beat.
Sugar Martin. Woo! Live up! Don't give up. No matter the hard times, keep on trying.
Tell them that they get to watch us. say God know the bang.
Trust in Jah Jah, the Savior. So if it's all seven times, you go rise seven times. Remember the story of Job. Don't you ever give up electing choke. Don't be let you come in for one pint coke. Believe in yourself and activate hope. You will ever come and be the head cornerstone. Why you see your full and full fruit in this city? Cause when I get an agro, they take the case. Watch, there is light, there is hope for my brother. God know the bank food. God know the bang food. Ah, do you tell your neighbor? God know the bang food.
Make sure they can't, make sure they go.
Bang, bang.
Never look up to God. He no go ever let you so.
Bang, bang.
He what not, he what do. Oh. God know the good to God, so no fail for call up. Any problem where you get, he ready for solve. But talk to God, not free. God in network, no music. If you believe it, you shall receive it. No condition is permanent.
Why you see your full and full food in this? Cause when I get on, I got the 30 days. Watch, there is light, there is hope for all my brother. God know the bang food. Ah, do you tell your neighbor? God know the bang food.
For it, I'm just not crying no more. You face them for such you, people disappoint you. I'm just not crying no more. Stand up and tell them, say you're not the best. Start to pick up your chest. You too blessed to be stressed. And a papa got get the key to your success. If the one made a shinka, and the life don't flow for the jumper. Who God bless, no man so blessed for that. The world prosper.
You see them full and full food in this place. Cause when I get an aggressive.
Drum that you hear is an African beat, and this is the sounds of Africa.
African beats.
Escape from the humdrum and dance to the beat of an African drum. Hi, I am David Van, host of the Voice of America's African Beat. Splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. Join me Monday through Friday for a soothing musical jam. I guarantee it.
Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to this great show. And a big thank you to my guest, Sarah Musa, for stepping up into our VOA studios today to talk about her non-profit organization and her school in the Gambia. Once again, thank you and thanks to your parents. Well, with all of that, I am David Vandy here in Washington, wishing you all a pleasant day. As I leave you now with Come We Stay by Blanche Bailey of Cameroon.
It's
African Beat on the Voice of America.
I love your show, David.